Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for Davey Miller this morning. Are you there, Davey?
Yeah, there's some kind of a disconnect there, but good morning, Dave.
Hey, 31-13, Packers were undermanned and really stepped up and dominated the Cleveland Browns yesterday.
Yeah, they certainly did. I'm going to say right now, out of all the tough defenses that we've played so far this year, that Cleveland defense may have been the toughest we've played so far. Very impressed with them. I'll tell you what, if that team had a decent quarterback, that would really be a good team because they got the offensive line and the weapons out on the perimeter and at tight end to really do some damage. But they don't have a running back and they don't have that elite quarterback. So, but Cleveland, their team to be reckoned with. And Dave, as far as the Packers go, they were missing six starters and then they lost Jermichael Finley in the middle of the game as well. So they were running with seven starters not in the game, also playing some players that had never taken a snap on the field in an NFL game. But it was really the veterans, other than maybe Jared Boykins, other than him, it was pretty much the veterans that did the damage yesterday. The front seven of the Packers' defense was stout once again, giving up about their average for rushing yards a game. They gave up 82 yards rushing. Eddie Lacy was a force once again. Aaron Rodgers managed the game brilliantly based on the way the game was played. And it was at Lambeau Field, so it was a good win. May not have been our prettiest win, but to me, every win in the NFL is a pretty one. So
it's hard.
I'm very happy with yesterday's win, Dave. We're in first place now after 1-2 start.
Definitely a hard-fought win. Anytime you can win in the National Football League, and I think one thing that we can say moving forward is, anytime the Packers are able to at least have number 12 on their side, they will always have a chance against any team anywhere. He doesn't make mistakes. He is a game manager par excellence, best quarterback in the league right now. And you're always going to have a chance when you have him, and you can put a couple of guys off the street with him, and they're going to have a chance, especially at Lambeau Field. Now you got to go and win a game at Minnesota. Vikings have been bad at times in the first few games. They may be getting a little better. We'll see. They're on Monday Night Football tonight, but it's going to be a Sunday night game at Minnesota.
That's always a tough place to play. It's like the Bear game. It's a rivalry game. It's going to be a lot of hard-hitting. Jared Allen always plays well against the Packers. They still got Adrian Peterson. So that's not a give-me despite their record, but it is a game that Green Bay should win. But, you know, that's why they play the games, Dave. But, again, a 1-2 start. Now, if the playoffs would start today, we would host the first round up in Green Bay. So, as I said, that 1-2 start, Dave, was merely a speed bump.
Well, we'll see moving forward. The Packers have a lot of football left, that's for sure. But if you're looking for something to watch on TV, I guess it's a good idea to take a look at the Vikings tonight. They'll have a brand-new starting quarterback in Josh Freeman, and the Packers can get a preview tonight on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, Josh Freeman tore us up a couple of years ago, and I remember saying on First Word at that time, nobody had heard about him before that breakout game, and I said, well, you know, maybe Josh Freeman's going to be an all-pro quarterback. We don't know. And certainly since that game, he's had his ups and downs, but it's an upgrade over Christian Ponder, so the Vikings made a good move. That was a smart move, I think, in signing Josh Freeman.
All right, we'll leave it there for the first word on the Packers for this week. Davey, we appreciate the update. And for folks that want to hear the first word again and want to read your blogging on the Green Bay Packers, where do they go?
Yeah, I got a great site at LombardiAv.com. I do several articles a week over there on the Packers, as well as this will be up first word on a link. And there's several other really good writers over there as well. So LombardiAv.com.
All right, that's the first word on the Packers. Davey Miller on a Monday morning after the Packers beat the Cleveland Browns 31-13.